Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fanboy Dave, and this is not me calling on the phone line. Yes, I am live in studio with my co-host.
Co-host, huh?
You're supposed to say your name.
Rob T.
We are the brothers of discussion. How are y'all doing today? It is today, right?
It is today. I think everybody's good, man. I'm your co-host today, huh?
That's right. See, he can't mute me when I'm on the phone. So I am live in studio.
Well, and we are glad to have you back in studio, man. That's all I can say. But we got some stuff to talk about today. I think today is going to be Rumor Roundup Day. There's a lot of rumors going on right now. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. There's not just action in the ring, but there seems to be action outside the ring. But before we get to that, I do want to mention something to you. So the other day, I was over at our parents' place because our nephew was celebrating his birthday, right?
That would be our mother and father.
Yes, our mother and father. And our nephew was celebrating his birthday. I know you couldn't make it. But something interesting happened that day that I did want to bring up. Now, I know this person's not your most favorite person in the world, but there's a reason why I'm bringing her into it. Our sister, I was actually watching a little bit of AEW at the house.
They let you watch that at that house?
Yes. Wow. I was watching a little bit of AEW.
I'll get our mom on that.
So, Dad was in the living room, and Lisa was there. And she started watching a little bit of the AEW. And I found it interesting because a lot of the stuff that she said is a lot of what you say.
And she hasn't probably watched wrestling in years.
Exactly.
So the boys used to watch it, but they don't watch it anymore.
Right. And so right away, she criticized the hell out of it. And a lot of the stuff she said is kind of a lot of the stuff that you've talked about.
I haven't talked to her. That's honestly
no, I know. I know. And I just found it interesting. So right away, one of the things she said is it came off really choppy, is what she says. She used that word, that it looked really choppy and that nobody was selling the moves. You know, that somebody would get hit and didn't even look real and things like that. And I told her, I go, you're not wrong. It just so happened she was watching a match with the Young Bucks, and that just unfortunately happens to be their style. So
the wannabe Shawn Michaels guys.
Yeah. So I found it very interesting that someone who's never seen the product and, like you said, has not watched wrestling in years, that's the first thing she noticed. So right off the bat, she didn't like it, right? So
maybe,
interesting.
Maybe she might be a little smart after all.
Yeah, it was an interesting take, to say the least. I just thought it was interesting. But having said that, let's start getting into some roundups, Fanboy Dave. Where do you want to start?
Well, since I'm the host of the show, I'm going to let you go first.
I say let's talk about your girl. Let's talk about Charlotte Ooh. Flair.
And you got to call me out on it because you said you read something and maybe I jumped the gun a little bit.
Yeah. So here's how it goes. We mentioned last show that the rumor was that Charlotte and Andrade had split up. I believe he unfollowed her Facebook or not Facebook.
Well, social media.
Social media, basically. He unfollowed it. So now it's basically kind of been proven by Andrade. Now, this is the thing about social media. A lot of times the stuff that these guys post are kind of vague, but he put up a post, he put a picture of himself, and all he did was he hashtagged fake news is what it said, and he basically stated that all is good, basically. And he like I said, he put fake news,
but there. Yet on both of their social medias there's not a picture of them together.
Again,
but maybe they're just trying to be more private.
It could be. I mean, I'm sure it's not convenient at all to live in the public eye like that. You know?
Sorry, other Hispanic men out there. Charlotte's still taken.
Yeah, it looks like she is still taken. And right now she's killing it. She had a really good match this past SmackDown. With Toni Storm, yeah. Did everything a good heel is supposed to do. What was that quote that you pulled up, man? Because that pretty much sums it up. I mean, Charlotte is the best right now in the game.
Well, like I told you, I think she could beat Kenny Omega without even busting a sweat. And what she said is, no one can accept the fact that if my last name wasn't Flair, I would still be the best athlete in this company, man or woman.
Nice. There is definitely no lack of confidence in her game. That is for sure. So as far as the rumor about her and Andrade being split up, I think it was just that. I think it was just a rumor. I mean, we're going again just by what Andrade posted on social media. But as far as Charlotte goes, she has not said anything about the subject at all.
Has not.
No, it was just Andrade posting up what he posted. So, you know, again, you could speculate all you want, but if you want to go by what someone who's in the relationship has said, he calls it fake news. So maybe that's just what it is.
You got to go with it.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I think the next big thing that happened this week was Jeff Hardy, man.
Yeah, did you see the video in Corpus?
I did. I did see the video. I saw where he kind of like, it looked like he stumbled, and it did. I could definitely see where the Usos were helping him, and then he got out of the ring pretty quick.
After it looked like he just wanted to get out of there. Like, I don't know if he felt like the walls were caving in, but
yeah,
he was just trying to get out any way he could.
Yeah, so the speculation right now is he's gone back and fallen into drugs again. I don't know whether or not that's the case. But I mean, right now everybody's so woke, right? And one of the things that a lot of people talk about is mental health. I mean, what if he did have a panic attack? What if it was some kind of anxiety, you know, thing? Because I agree with you, he looked like he just wanted out of that ring. I don't know, man. I really don't know if I'm ready to say he's back to his addictions. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I mean, what I think is, first of all, hopefully he gets the help that he needs. And I know it raised a bunch of eyebrows that WWE, before they released him, you know, were willing to send him to rehab. And, you know, you can look at it two ways. That number one, like maybe he doesn't want it. Or number two, if you want to play devil's advocate and not just bash on Jeff Hardy, that, oh, he's a druggie and he doesn't want help. Maybe he's already been through WWE rehab and maybe he thinks that it's good, but it's not the help he needs, and he needs to seek out his own rehab.
Yeah,
that's out of WWE,
right?
To help him get through if he has fallen off the wagon,
right? And that is a good way to look at it, because at the end of the day, like you said, it's his decision, man. It's his life, you know. And again, we don't know if it is drug related. I mean, I don't know if you heard this part or not, but his wife came on and she put something up on Twitter. Basically stating the fact that they were good, Jeff was good, and why don't your sources tell you that is what she basically says. So is it a cover up? Don't know. You know, you just can go by what is said. So this is on Cage Side Seats. It says Jeff Hardy has a standard 90-day non-compete after his release from WWE per Wrestling Observer newsletter. Dave Meltzer also writes Hardy was, quote, fully aware WWE would take action when he refused rehab. So Hardy knew what was going to happen, it looks like. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer now that Hardy's done. Of course, you got to wait that 90 days. But it kind of seems like a no-brainer that he would go where his brother is.
Yeah, but then also, it's a catch-22, because if he does have an addiction, is Tony Khan going to just look at that and be like, oh, you're Jeff Hardy? Yes, I want the Hardy's boy back together. And then you get a repeat of, what was it, TNA?
Yeah, exactly.
And that was an ugly day for the business.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's being talked about right now, because, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Tony Khan would definitely want to bring him in. But if he's still got the problem, if he's still got the issues, it doesn't seem to me like that would be a good business call, right? So it's almost like he would need to get better before he could even be brought back in. Well,
it's like the saying, and we can say this on the podcast because it's our podcast.
Yeah.
It's like giving someone a loaded gun.
Right.
And you don't know if they're going to go off.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Now here's the other side of the argument, right? Because, again, reading this article, they were saying that there's also the possibility that this type of thing could work for Jeff, because the AEW schedule is not as strenuous as the WWE schedule. WWE not only does TV, but they do house shows, you know, and stuff like that, whereas AEW does not do that. AEW just does the TVs every week, and they don't have house shows. So the schedule is not as rigorous as WWE for now, of course. So that could work in Jeff Hardy's favor, but I still think you can't allow him to come in until he deals with the issue, because to me that's just putting a band-aid on it.
Yeah, you know, and of course it's dangerous for your other or I guess you know, professional wrestlers.
Exactly. In AEW. Exactly. And so I'm all for Hardy going to AEW. I mean, quite honestly, I'm all for Hardy going anywhere that he's happy, you know. But at the end of the day, if you don't fix the problem, if you don't address the problem, it's just a temporary fix. And again, at the end of the day, you could take away all the wrestling, take away all the promotions and everything. We're talking about a guy's life, you know, and we don't want him to become another statistic that we see so many times, unfortunately, in this line of work. So
90-day clause?
Yes, 90-day non-compete clause. That's his standard. That's the contract. So we're not going to know anything for at least three months.
April.
Yeah, probably. Probably. And then the interesting thing is that's right around WrestleMania time. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know, man. It's definitely a lot of speculation. I mean, like you said, man, we don't know if it's a drug thing or anything. Hopefully it's not, but I mean, once an addict, always an addict, they say, right?
I would guess so.
Yeah, so.
He just needs to realize, I mean, he has children.
Exactly. That's yeah,
his most important just, thing versus even being a professional wrestler.
Right, it's not just him anymore. He's got kids. So, he's got kids. Sorry. That's what I thought right away. He's later. Talking about releases, this is a different one now. We're talking about Johnny Gargano. His contract expired. A little different than his contract just came up, which I really found interesting.
Well, I mean, he did sign the extra week so he could do War Games.
Right, right, right. And now he's a free agent, yeah, basically. And
the internet world needs to understand that WWE did give him an offer.
Okay.
He declined.
He declined the offer.
Yeah, because I think, in his mind, I think he just realized he's ran his course in NXT. I don't think Vince may have saw him going to the main roster.
Right.
And I think he just wanted to do something different. And what's actually funny is O'Reilly's contract is up too. So would it be fair to say that you could get Undisputed in your AEW, CW, WWE light?
Yeah, that's you possible. Got two Bobby Fish membership. Is already there. Right. Right. And it could even be better because you've also got the Young Bucks there. They're calling themselves the New Click now because they have Bobby Fish. They have Adam Cole.
But then you could turn and have the Undisputed against.
True.
Against them.
Yeah, that's very true as well. There's a lot of good possibilities, a lot of good possibilities. But we run into that same issue that we've talked about before where you've got AEW and it just seems like it's getting saturated with this talent.
And it's so funny because when AEW started 2 years ago, the WWE's thought was sign everybody so nobody could go over there.
Right, right. And now it seems that that's what AEW's doing.
He's like, we don't need to hold on the wrestlers.
Right, right. Do you know, kind of going back a little bit to, I don't mean to just, you know, brush over this. We'll come back to Kyle O'Reilly and Gargano, but you brought up Khan, not Tony Khan, but what's his name?
He's Archon.
Archon. What's his first name? Do you remember?
Doesn't matter. He's Archon.
Anyway, but that Khan. Do you think it was a good decision to just let Jeff Hardy go like that? Now, granted, we don't know all the details, right? But because all I've been hearing is that, well, that was probably Khan's decision.
Oh, Nick Khan.
Nick Khan. Okay. That was probably Nick Khan's decision, right?
Yeah.
He was probably the one that said, let Hardy go. And my response to that was, yeah, but at the end of the day, Vince still makes all the final calls, right? I don't know. Do you think it's a... Let's assume.
We don't assume. It makes an ass out of you.
Yes, I know. But just for argument's sake, let's assume that Hardy kind of, you know, dropped off the wagon again. Do you think it's a good idea to let him go, or do you give him another chance, or has he had too many chances?
Well, it's just one of those things. I think Vince has been in this for a long, long time, and you always say never, you know, Stephanie, Charlie,
right.
All say that because
right.
Hogan hated him, Macho Man hated him, Ultimate Warrior hated him.
Right.
But at the end of the day, they still do business no matter what happens. And maybe Vince is like, look, like, you know, people can say what they want about Vince McMahon, say he doesn't care about us, but he loves a lot of his WWE superstars.
Right, right.
A lot.
Right.
You know, including Mark Henry, when he gave Mark Henry his blessing, you know, yeah, to go. I'm sure he didn't want him to go.
Yeah.
But he said, if this is what you need to do, you go.
Right.
And I think that's just what it is with Jeff. He probably had a hard time. Just like, Jeff, I would love to keep you, but again, the whole thing, like with Daniel Bryan, when he wasn't wrestling, getting frustrated, Vince cared more about the person than the character or the merch that they sell. He wanted them to get better. And I'm pretty sure Vince probably was like, you need to get better, Jeff.
Yeah.
Like, bottom line, and Vince doesn't care if, you know, if we have to let you go for you to understand that or whatever, that you're more important than, you know, having an accident or dying in the ring or something like that. Like,
good point. Good point.
So I think that's probably what happened, and they're like, okay, we'll let you go.
Do you think the door's closed?
No, I don't think it's ever closed on the Hardys, just because, I mean, they made their name in WWE, and let's just be honest. I mean, I don't watch your product, mm-hmm, but I read an article, like, I think it was like the 4 or 5 stars who left WWE to go to AEW, and they haven't really done nothing. And Matt Hardy's one of them, and they, like, it's just like,
yeah, Matt Hardy is floundering in the mid card right now. But again, is that by design? Is that how Hardy wanted it? We don't know, right? It could be that that's what he wanted. I don't know. Yeah, again, it's just all speculation, but it's definitely interesting. But back to Gargano and O'Reilly, these guys are still in their prime. Wherever they end up is going to be one heck of an addition, to say the least.
Gargano should go to New Japan.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Again, going back to what I said earlier, right now I think AEW is just a little too saturated. Yes, of course it would be exciting to see Gargano and AEW, but you've already got something going on with Punk. You've already got something going on with Adam Cole. You've already got something going on with Bryan Danielson. You want to bring in Gargano? I don't think it's a good business move right now. Maybe later. And let's say he does go to Japan, it still opens a door to do something with AEW, because AEW right now does work with New Japan Pro Wrestling and will have matches and whatnot. So, yeah, I think that's a possibility. And the one that no one ever seems to remember is they're still NWA as well. You know, granted, they're definitely not as big. You know, they don't have... actually, I think they do have a TV show now. I just cannot remember for the life of me what channel it is. But
is it on AXS or something like that?
I think you could be right. Yeah, I think it is.
Not that I watch other promotions. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think you could be right. That's Billy Corgan's wrestling company, because he's the owner of it.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes, yes. So there's still a lot of opportunity out there. Impact Wrestling, I don't know, man.
They just had a
microphone.
Oh, sorry. They just had a show with what's his name, Eric Young,
right?
And Rhino, and then what's his name came out at the end. Zack Ryder.
Oh, Zach. Oh, really?
What's his name, Matt?
Matt Cardona.
Yeah, or something like that. So,
well, Matt Cardona's been everywhere right now. He was a GCW champion for a while. I think he lost that belt to John Moxley, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So he was in GCW, and I think he's been doing a couple other ones. So him showing up in Impact is not surprising. There's also MLW. MLW is interesting, too, because MLW's got, I think, their cousins. Roman Reigns' cousin is there.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He wrestles there, and he's like the big dog right now. And then, of course, the Von Erichs are in MLW as well. These are Kevin Von Erich's sons.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I think Carrie Von Erich's daughter just showed up on MLW, if I'm not mistaken. So there's other stuff going on, other promotions. Unfortunately, in order to get the information on them, it's just you got to dig. You know, it's not as accessible as it is with AEW and WWE. But it's definitely out there. So, But as far as Gargano and O'Reilly go, I mean, like I said, wherever they end up, it's gonna be newsworthy, to say the least. You were saying something about the youth movement. What was it you were saying?
Oh, that at the War Games, it was basically the old NXT versus NXT 2.0. Bron Breakker, you know, leading the way, but
right,
the youth movement, you know, got the win.
Right, I did see that. So, I did see that. I gotta say, this War Games was interesting. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm not, because it was very entertaining, but it wasn't. I don't think it was good as the others they've had in the past.
Well, it's still new. Like, you don't, a lot of the 2.0 guys, I mean, they're still trying to find their footing.
True.
You know?
True.
So, you know, because you can't even say even Cameron Grimes, he would still be considered old NXT.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, it was definitely interesting, to say the least. I think Bron Breakker is... He's definitely someone.
He's a locomotive that they're putting it on him.
Yeah. I did read somewhere that he claims he's going to be the one to dethrone Reigns. You think that's true?
No. No.
That's what he said, man. I am just saying what the man said. He claims that he's going to be the one to go up to the main roster, and he's going to be the one to defeat Roman Reigns.
Well, so, he better get to the main roster the next year, but I don't see that happening.
I mean, who knows? It's possible that it could happen. I mean, I honestly don't know. But so that's what's going on with the Gargano and O'Reilly situation. Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, but apparently Chris Jericho was hospitalized.
Well, you got to say non-COVID issues, because people get scared.
Yeah, it was non-COVID. It was non-COVID. I'm not even sure. The articles I read, I didn't see anything as a cause. Did you happen to see anything? Mm-mm. Like, they didn't release any causes or anything. He's just
old, I think.
They said the only thing I read is that they kept him overnight for observation, and that was it. But that he's good. He's back on tour. That's the whole reason why he hasn't been on AEWs, because he's touring with Fozzy right now. But yeah, you're right. He is old, but still active, still very relevant. I mean, anywhere that he goes and shows up, that crowd's going to sing Judas every single time. It's just one of those things. But thankfully, he's okay. He's fine. I wanted to see if there was... So Chris Jericho, who was hospitalized while on tour with Fozzy in the UK, sent a message to Dave Meltzer saying he feels good. It's not related to COVID, and the doctors just wanted to observe him overnight, and that was it. There was nothing else about that. So who knows if he'll ever reveal the reason as to why he was even... in the hospital. So I don't know, but thankfully he's all right. That's good. It would have sucked if it would have been anything worse than that. Let's see. So another rumor that's coming out says sources at the UBS Arena in New York confirmed, this one's interesting, that AEW's audience at the venue this week, because they were in what the heck, it was New York, but it was like, was it New Jersey? Anyway, the audience at the venue this week was about twice the size of WWE's Raw crowd last week. So basically, the attendance of the venue had more at the AEW show than they had at the WWE Raw show the week before.
Ooh, cool.
So what do you think of that?
Don't care.
You don't think there's... It basically is, who cares?
Hey, the sun shines on the dog's ass every once in a while. So it's okay. Kudos. All right. Give yourself a pat on the back, just like when Tony Khan, we beat him for 30 minutes, SmackDown. Yay.
Okay, fair enough. I feel you. Again, going back to what we've talked about in the past, and I think this is something that you and I both agreed on, it's not going to be real competition until AEW has a show that's on Mondays, basically. You know, technically right now they have a show that's on Fridays, but SmackDown's live.
SmackDown is live.
And Rampage is not.
That's right.
You know, so again, you're not comparing apples to apples. You're comparing, you know, these two things that are going on different nights. So
did you hear?
What?
That WWE reached out to Tony Khan?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because we got the best network that you can get for $9.99
on Peacock.
And you know how they do all those documentaries?
Yeah.
Well, there's some wrestlers at AEW that they want to use. And
I see.
Tony Khan said it was a nice conversation. He said he'd think about it.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Well, listen, we need to take a short little break. And when we come back, we'll talk more rumors. So keep it right here after this word from our sponsor.
Fellas, I know how it is. Your hair and beard are looking rough and you need to get it taken care of right away. The problem is, where do you go? Say no more, because I have the perfect place for you. At Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, you'll get that fresh cut and trim by well-trained professionals who know just how to get what you want. A man's cut and a man's trim. Dallas and Jawan will hook you up with your tailored-to-you cut and beard trim, along with the straight razor shave and a relaxing hot towel treatment. These fellas will give you that old school treatment where you sit back, relax, and unwind while you get back to looking like a gentleman should. When you walk in the door, talk to old Dow and let him know that the Brothers of Discussion sent you, and he'll offer you a complimentary cold one or a shot of whiskey. Stop by 322 West Hopkins Street in San Marcos, Texas, or you can go online and make your appointment today at Hanley'sBarbershop.com. Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, where good times and good vibes make for a great look.
Yes, we're back. And thank you so much, Fanboy Dave, for letting me be the one to bring us back in.
Oh, no problem. I saw how you looked at me when I first opened up the show. So, you know, I'm giving you a little bone here.
I appreciate it.
Because I know you love saying, we're back.
Yes, we are back. Thank you. I appreciate it. Anyway, so we were talking rumors, of course, before the break. We're going to keep talking rumors. But I do wanted to bring up that... the one thing that we were talking about right this week on it actually came out on Rampage last night, but it was the debut of Hook. Hook is Taz's son, and it was his debut. He wrestled against Fuego del Sol.
What's Fuego del Sol mean?
It means fire of the sun.
Fire of the sun.
Yeah. And if I'm being honest, that fool needs to change his name, or he needs to lie about where he's from, because it was ridiculous. The guy is from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
And he's calling himself Fuego del Sol.
Is he Mexican?
I honestly don't know if he is or not. I don't think he is. I think he's white.
Ooh, better not let them hardcore Hispanic people get a hold of him.
I know.
Because they're going to give him the Fuego of the Sun to his face.
I'll be honest. I think the only reason why he's even got any kind of notoriety in AEW is because he's friends with Sammy Guevara.
Oh, the Sasha Banks guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, it's just like that guy when they ever watched NXT, Tony Atlas. That dude's Mexican, but he wanted to go by a white name.
Really?
Yeah, look, I think his name's Tony Atlas.
Tony Atlas is from the old days, bro.
What's his name? It's something. I don't remember.
I'll have to look
that up. But he looked Mexican.
Oh, wow, crazy. Well, anyway, Hook debuted, and he was phenomenal, man. I mean, the guy, you can definitely tell Taz has been training him.
Does he come out with a towel?
No.
What?
No, he came out. So he came out with some jacked up looking hair, I'll say that. But just that and he looked like he was wearing like boxers shorts. You know, like boxers would wear.
Oh, yes.
And that's it. That's all he did. Walked to the ring, went to the corner, turned his back on his opponent while they announced him, and then they went to work. And
did he do the Taz submission?
That's his finisher.
Oh, but he's original.
But he's changed the name, and he calls it Red Rum.
Red Rum.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of rum.
Yeah. You know what Red Rum is, right?
No.
You never heard that term before? Mm-mm. So it comes from an old Orson Welles movie from back in the day. You got to look at Red Rum and spell it backwards. That's basically what it is. It's murder backwards.
Oh, murder was the case that they gave me, yeah, Snoop Dogg.
So he calls it Red Rum. Now, I saw the match. It was a good match. Hook was phenomenal. He got so over with the crowd that in the middle of the match, the crowd started chanting, Hook is gonna kill you. Hook is gonna kill you. So that's Samoa Joe, I know.
Please tell me his daddy wasn't on commentary.
He was.
Oh my, that is.
He was.
That's so biased. Why would you have him on commentary?
I was actually surprised by that too. It was kind of
cheesy.
No, I'm not going to say cheesy. This is probably a word you really don't want to say when it comes to wrestling, but it's, I'm being honest. It was kind of sweet because you could tell how proud he was. Now, don't get me wrong. He wasn't sitting there like, oh, that's my son, and oh, I'm so proud of my son, and my son's this, and my son's that. No, he still kept it like a commentator would, right? Putting him over, but you could tell by the way he was talking and some of the stuff that he said that he was very proud of his son. And when they would do those close-up shots on Hook in his face, bro, he looks all like his dad.
Who's the daddy? His dad.
Yeah, Taz, definitely. There's no doubt. But it was really good match. I was really impressed by his skill, his control. I mean, dude was good. No getting around it. He was really, really good. But I do find it interesting about what you said that Billy Gunn's sons were saying.
Oh yeah.
And what was it?
Oh, I gotta find it, but they're a little shade.
Yeah, shots were fired, definitely.
Saying that he got the job because his daddy.
Yeah.
Which is calling the kettle black because
that's how they got the job.
It was their daddy.
Exactly. The only difference is that Billy Gunn is more of a coach. I mean, he's an in-ring talent. Don't get me wrong. He was involved in a storyline a couple of weeks ago, so he still wrestles and everything else. But yeah, I mean, he's mainly a coach. So so that's interesting. Those shots were fired. I mean, I can't sit here and say they're wrong, though. You know,
sometimes you get a job because of who you know.
That's true. That's true. Let's throw out a couple other rumors out there that have come up. So this one I thought was interesting. I actually saw this one yesterday. Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer has noted that Nick Khan is most likely to replace Vince McMahon in WWE if and when that needs to happen.
Baloney, bro.
What do you think?
I think Dave Meltzer is a dumb idiot sometimes. There is no way that he's going to give that to someone that's not a McMahon. No way. Mm-hmm. No way. He's got the biggest grapefruits ever. He's not gonna give the company up to somebody that's not family.
Right. And I definitely see that, but he must have some kind of trust in the man.
Well, yeah, that's fine. You know, because he's making the money. But at the end of the day, if Vince has any idea that he wants to sell the company, that's not gonna happen. Because even in an interview like about a month and a half ago, you know, because Triple H has all daughters.
Right, right.
One is already training, but I think she's still a teenager. And then, like, the little one, they're like, Mommy, Daddy, I don't want your job. I want Grandpa's job. So,
oh, wow.
If she wants to be the head of WWE, Stephanie and Triple H is not going to let that happen.
Right, right.
Selling or letting Nick Khan be the sole owner or have the majority in shares of WWE. That'll never happen.
Well, it's funny you say that because that was actually going to be my next question was, do you think that, you know, because there was so much speculation just a few months ago about the way things were going in WWE that it was possible that it was starting to look more like Vince McMahon was setting things up to sell it. But you're saying you don't think that's going to happen.
No, it's all marketing. And I read a funny story because I'm actually in the crypto game now and
really?
Getting into stocks.
Really?
Just a little bit, you know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to get rich. If I get rich, cool. If I don't, it is what it is.
Okay.
But there was an interesting story talking about how Disney is like the biggest platform and they're trying to globalize, you know, just everything.
Right.
And they said the two stocks to watch. So people out there in stocks, this is for free. They were saying buying WWE, and then there's another one. I can't think of the name right now because they were the future as far as like platforming and trying to venture out into different things. Because you've said in many podcasts that WWE is a movie company.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not a wrestling company. It's a television entertainment company.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were saying that to buy that because in the long run, you can make a lot of money. Right now, WWE is at $50 a share at the moment.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So I think it was just a not a pawn from a con. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there. That was good.
To to get everybody freaked out that WWE is about to sell, and then you just buy all the stock on stuff. Stock prices go up.
Yeah.
Just a business strategy.
Right.
I do not ever think Vince McMahon ever selling to
okay.
somebody that's not into it. Just like Vince does say, you know, if his dad knew what he would what he was going to do with the territories,
right,
would he have sold it to him? He said probably not.
That's a good point.
But good point. At the same token, if Vince would do that to his dad, I think he's more ruthless than Nick Khan and would not sell to him no matter what.
Yeah. No, that's true. Speaking of Vince, and I know we're kind of, with this, we're kind of going to go in. Well,
well, we still got a couple of rumors about two other guys.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
contracts coming up.
And who are those two guys?
Sami Zayn.
Oh, yeah. That we were going to talk about that,
Kevin
too.
Kevin Owens.
So yeah. Let's go ahead and talk about that. So Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens apparently have contracts that are coming up. And I got to agree. I think you were right about how all of a sudden they're in that main event picture. Could it be that WWE's trying to sweeten the pot a little bit for them so that they don't leave?
I mean, it's possible, but I think for sure, and like I said, we can talk about it a little bit later, but Sami Zayn finally had an honor to work with Brock Lesnar because, I mean, you know, Brock Lesnar just doesn't work with anybody.
And I got to admit, the two definitely had some chemistry.
Well, because they're Canadian.
Yeah, it was
both Canadian alpha males.
It was a good spot. Both weeks, it was a good spot. It was a really good spot. I loved hearing Brock on the mic. I loved seeing him and his personality. It was, dude, Brock's amazing, dude. Seriously.
Brock is an attraction, and that's where people are like, he doesn't wrestle that much or whatever, but even John Cena says, when Brock is there, he's there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gives it 110%.
Yeah, and you can definitely see it.
And he's one of the best sellers ever, and he does it part-time.
Yeah, yeah. And you can definitely see it just in the little interactions that were happening in the ring with Sami Zayn.
It's so funny. He calls him kid.
Yes.
Like, come on.
Yeah. But it makes sense, though, because, yeah, maybe they're pretty close in age. But when you think about it, he's a vet. And Sami Zayn may be considered a veteran because of all the years he's been.
He's a locker room leader. Get it right.
Yeah, I know. But it makes sense that he would tell him kid. You know what I mean? So... it's definitely interesting. Is Paul Heyman his advocate?
I don't know, but the way Paul Heyman just said that and just made him turn the switch, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. And then
because he did say reigning, defending,
yes,
WWE Universal Champion.
Yeah, and he not only that, he did say too that you will probably be again, is what he said, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, he did say that.
Yeah. So I don't think
the tribal chief
is going to be too happy about that. I don't think he is too happy about that. So next week is definitely going to be interesting to see his reaction, his response to what he saw.
Yeah. But I think you're right. I think both of them being the main event picture with Sami Zayn on SmackDown and Kevin Owens on Raw. If I had to say, I say maybe one of them leaves, but I don't think both of them leave.
Which one leaves?
I'm going to say Kevin Owens because we had talked about the whole Owen Hart,
yeah,
club, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it would be him.
Gotcha. You think Sami Zayn would stay?
Oh, yes. Okay. Because I don't think, if he looks at the landscape, like you said, yeah, he can go to AEW, he can go to Impact, he can go to New Japan, he can go to NWA, but anywhere he's not going to be even upper main event or main event. They'll put him as a mid-card.
Gotcha. So with Kevin Owens, found this interesting. This was one of the rumors that was put up, and it says, so they were talking a little bit. It started off, they were talking about Liv Morgan, which we can get to here in a little bit if we want. But it says here, they also say it's still expected that Kevin Owens is leaving WWE soon, and he's been added to the title match at Day One to take the pin and keep everyone else strong.
That's smart. That means he's doing business.
Yeah, and then he's definitely playing ball. What are your thoughts on this pay-per-view, this Day One? Like, is there a strategy behind it? Is there, I mean, I don't know. Like,
yeah, the strategy is Day One. WWE has always been the best. That's why it's Day One.
Gotcha.
Now, I mean, it's just, I don't even know if it'll be there next year, but it's just a made-up pay-per-view since they took away, was it TLC? What did they take away in December? Because Survivor Series was the last pay-per-view.
Right,
and they normally have one in December, but they just scrapped
it. Is it Extreme Rules?
It might have been Extreme Rules. But I just think because, you know, WWE's always been known to never have off-seasons now, but now they're doing things. So, like, we reset after WrestleMania, then it's the premiere. So maybe this is the same thing. Like, Day One, starting January, that's, here we go. We're going to start our feuds, do whatever, things like that.
Like, but a clean start.
Right, right. And maybe surprises too, because even right now, what, you have two matches maybe announced?
I think you're right. Yeah.
Just the triple threat, maybe a fatal four-way. We'll talk about, you know,
Bobby Lashley.
WWE listening probably to our podcast and taking my storylines.
Yeah, because you said it and then it happened.
That's what I said. I mean,
are you a prophet?
Well, I wouldn't say I was a prophet because I said it was going to happen at day one.
Right.
That Bobby Lashley was going to come in and destroy all of them, but it happened before. But to be fair, I am on the WWE council, you know, so, and that's not a lie.
Yeah.
I get emails and I say things about the product. So,
you're saying you're on the inside?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe, yeah. Okay. I mean, they don't pay me nothing, but, you know, it's okay.
The
payment is just being a WWE fan.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, so I could see that going to a fatal four-way. And then you have Roman Reigns and, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And then speculation, of course, Toni Storm, Charlotte Flair, maybe Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch.
And then the other match, too.
Usos
and New Day.
New Day.
Yeah.
Speaking about that, that crown was a lot cooler.
It was. It was a pretty cool crown.
But did you see, and sometimes we're jumping off things, like I told you, RK-Bro's white fire, lightning, they were booing the New Day.
They were.
And if you saw in the polls,
RK-Bro was on top.
But not only that,
New Day was last.
Yes.
I saw that.
So you can see us as a WWEverse, maybe we're getting a little tired of the New Day.
It's possible.
Which would be perfect because now you can still be the New Day and turn them heel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, man. Definitely.
And then you wouldn't have to break them up or have Kofi or have King Woods betray anybody.
True.
But then you could just turn them and still keep Big E as a face.
Yeah, and definitely cash in on the whole, heel thing. And I mean,
because I heard the boos loud and clear.
Yeah, so did I.
They were trying to drown it out when they were celebrating.
Randy was hot.
Did you tell him that?
No, not that way, fool. That's not what I'm talking about.
Hey, I'm gonna tell his wife.
I'm saying,
tell your wife.
I'm saying with the crowd, he was hot. He was fire, bro. I mean, they did a great job of dangling that carrot out, and just when you think he's gonna get the tag, he wouldn't get the tag.
Yeah.
But then when he got that hot tag, that place, that the roof blew off the place, man.
I really think Randy. I mean, yes, he is one of the greatest. A multi-champion, single champion, but I really think he likes being in a tag team with Riddle.
It does seem that way.
That he's having fun.
He is. He's playing his part to perfection. But I think he's loving the crowd response because when that crowd goes off, he's just feeding on it, man.
Yeah.
It was a fun match to watch.
And nobody does a better rope power slam and a drop kick than Randy
Orton. No, nobody does. I'm telling you, it was very fun to watch because I could see he was enjoying it. It was a good match. Just that whole keeping them from him coming in the ring and just making you wait to where boom, the explosion was just, it was phenomenal. It was pretty good. It was really, really good. Another rumor that came up, I want to touch on it a little bit. As we know, we had Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch not too long ago, and Liv lost. First off, on that match, I got to be honest with you, I was a little surprised because the way they built it up, not up to the day, but the actual day of, the way they built that match up, how they showed the vignette about Liv, I started to think they were going to let her win. I really did.
To you and everybody else.
Well, and of course, that was the point.
But no, Liv has busted her butt. She's a lot better wrestler.
Yeah. So this is saying the Observer speculates that this big Liv Morgan push will indeed result in a title win, even if she isn't champion for long. So they're saying that they feel she's going to get the belt, but there's no, I guess they don't know if it's going to be a long title reign or a short one. I would hope they would give her some time with it, you know, but.
Well, I mean, if they were going to do anything, they should probably do it day one.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then have her lose it at WrestleMania.
That's a good point. Now, speaking of the day one pay-per-view, you don't think it's a little too close to Royal Rumble?
No, because Royal Rumble's at the end of the month. So it's going to be about 3 weeks. It's probably going to be like the 29th.
Probably.
Yeah, it'll be 3 weeks.
So they got a lot of build-up to get to the Rumble, for sure.
Yeah, because then after that, it's, what, Fastlane in February?
Yeah, that sucky one.
Hey, it's Fastlane, unless they change it again.
But yeah, yeah.
No, but yeah, I mean, I think it'll be good. But then it all depends on like who's leaving, who's staying, because at the end of the day, if we have people leaving in the next month or two, then yeah, landscape's going to change. But then you may see where Liv Morgan gets a longer reign or more up-and-comers coming up, because I mean, you know, rumor has it that Walter's supposed to be coming to the U.S. Mm. And that would be huge for Raw.
Yeah.
If Walter would come to Raw.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, just speculation.
All speculation. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening right now in WWE that, and we don't have that much time left before the end of the year. So 2022 is going to be an interesting time for sports entertainment as a whole. Both WWE and AEW. So yeah, I mean, I think you're right on that. So when we come back from break, I want to talk about 2022. What do we see happening? What do we see coming into the foreground? What kind of rivalries are we seeing? What's WrestleMania going to look like? I'd love to get your opinion on that.
And I got something to say about Sting when we come back.
Okay. And then we can talk about that as well.
No, not that he looked like John Cena.
Okay, yeah, because we already touched on that one, didn't we? And I told you, man, you weren't wrong, because I went back and looked. I can't look at that picture anymore. I can't, because that's all I see. I see John Cena with makeup
on. That's right.
Because that's exactly what it looked like. But yeah, man, I kind of want to do foreshadowing. What do we see happening? What do we see, you know, coming up? What rivalries do we see ending by the new year? You know, all good stuff. When we come back after this word from our sponsor, make sure you keep it here, because it's getting good. All right, we'll be right back.
Going on 10 years in the community, Metroflex Gym has been the place for back to basics, no fluff training. At Metroflex, you'll have the resources available to you to reach your fitness goals, whatever they may be. Owners Daniel Haggerty and David Wheat are available and ready to help guide you in the proper direction to get the best results for your health. Want to lose weight, increase stamina, or gain mass? Daniel Haggerty is a licensed trainer with over 25 years experience in nutrition and training and how to get the most out of your workouts. Come by today for a visit at 2101 Clovis Barker Road, San Marcos, Texas, or call to make an appointment for a tour at 512-878-8575. Homegrown in the community and veteran owned, Metroflex Gym is the hardcore training place for a hardcore workout. Call today.
Oh, we are back. Yeah, it's that kind of time. It's that kind of year for pro wrestling. Sorry, I had to. You didn't hear the music. I did. It was kind of hyping you up.
So here, the Macho Man just entered your body.
Yeah, I'm possessed by the spirit of the Macho Man.
Whoa.
It'll just come out.
Get
every
behind now me.
It'll come out every now and then. You know, it's just without warning. Sometimes
that's you what just, she said. Yeah.
That was good. I'll give you that one. But it's unexpected. Sometimes it just tends to pour out. Yeah, it's the cream of the crop. Yeah. Anyway, couple of things we want to mention before we continue on. We do gotta, you know, send our condolences and just kind of in memoriam of Black Jack Lanza, who passed away this week. How old was he? 80. I know he was in his 80s. But he was a from the legendary the Blackjacks
tag team, good tag team,
very good tag team. Changed the game, and he was responsible for bringing JBL into WWE. JBL was a Blackjack for a while, and I didn't even know this, of course, until after he passed away. Listening, of course, to my favorite podcast, shout out to Busted Open. They were talking about him, and it turns out he was an agent for a very long time in WWE. I didn't know that, and was very close to the wrestlers he worked with. Nothing but love spoken from Mark Henry, spoken from Bully Ray, and lots of. I mean, Jack Lanza was probably responsible for a lot of the talent that we grew up watching being as good as they are. You know, so That's awesome. He had a great career, awesome career, was an awesome performer, and apparently he was an awesome coach. So much love to Black Jack Lanza, and may he rest in peace, and prayers, love, and condolences to his family and friends. This was definitely a big loss to the pro wrestling community, but he will never be forgotten. Let's see, what else were we talking about? You said, oh yes, Rey Mysterio made his big announcement this week, and the big announcement is that he has a cartoon that will be coming out. Where will it be coming out, Fanboy Dave?
It will be coming out, I think,
like Cartoon Network or something.
No,
like
it's
that?
Like a, I think it's a Mexican station.
Okay, Spanish station.
Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna debut in Mexico. Cartoon Network Latin America.
Oh, cool. So that means that must mean it's going to be in Spanish.
It could be. Could be.
Okay, that's cool. So is it like an anime type thing?
It doesn't say, but I'm sure if it's going to be a cartoon style.
Right, that does seem to be like really hot right now, is the whole anime thing. But so before we went on break, we started talking about you know, we're coming up to the end of 2021. Thank God. Oh my God.
Oh, one more.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Did you hear that Kevin Nash is making his GCW debut?
No, I did not hear that.
Today in January.
What's he going to be doing? Does it say? Is he going to be wrestling? Is he going to be talking? I mean,
Game Changer Wrestling promotion in Detroit. Just says he's making his debut.
Huh. That's going to be something to watch.
So maybe he'll do a couple of moves. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, he did have a surgery in his legs. I think it was his knees, if I'm not mistaken. So he should be in good shape. Of course, he's not going to do what he used to do. But that'd be cool. I would love to watch that. That's awesome. I love
it. But yes, let's talk about 2022.
2022. So
after I tell you about Sting.
Oh, that's right. You said you wanted to say... All right, let's
hear
it.
Sting, what a businessman. I read on WrestleZone, my favorite, wrestling information. The dude is 5-0 in AEW, CW, WWE Lite. And he's been there a year. That means he's only been wrestling 5 matches in a year. What a genius.
Yeah.
That wouldn't fly in the WWE, but maybe that's why he went over there, because he calls his own shots.
Well, here's the thing, too. Those are just matches. What you're not getting is the how many times he comes on TV.
Oh, and says nothing and just stares and looks.
Dude,
and
that still freaks me out. But let me give you an example. So he did come out in Rampage last night, okay? And they were going to interview him. And right, the reason why they were interviewing him is because I think next week on Dynamite, they're going to be in some building in South Carolina, I think it is. And apparently this is the location where Sting won his first championship back in 88 or 89 or something.
Hey,
like that.
I was 8 years old.
Yeah, so that was what they wanted to talk to him about. And just as Tony Schiavone is about to let him talk, they get jumped by FTR.
Oh, the Revival?
Yeah, formerly the Revival, FTR. But anyway, they get jumped, so Sting doesn't talk again. And it wasn't until that moment that I realized, holy crap, Sting has not talked on a mic in like months. Like, they've gone to interview him, but something happens and he gets interrupted and he's never able to say anything. And I was just like, I don't know. I just found that really interesting.
So maybe in 2022, Sting will talk.
Maybe. It's kind of weird when you think about it, because at one time he did do a thing where he didn't talk for a year. Now, it was a whole different circumstance and it was a whole different story, but I just kind of find the contrast really interesting. That's all. But yeah, so maybe he will talk.
Well, maybe hashtag talk in 2022.
Talk in 2022. That's a good one. Okay, but let's talk some stuff about 2022. What do you see happening in the world of WWE for 2022? What's going to happen in your opinion? What's the thing that's going to really stick out?
I think a title change with the WWE title. I think they'll give it to Seth Rollins, but probably maybe not till Royal Rumble.
Okay.
Maybe. I mean, I could be wrong, and they could have let Big E keep it to Mania, but I don't know. If Bobby Lashley gets back into the mix, I mean, I have no idea.
So who do you... Okay, so we were talking about that earlier. There's a good chance, it's looking like anyway, that Bobby Lashley is going to be put into this match.
Yeah, because I'm sure WWE was listening to our podcast because I called
right,
it out.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fatal four-way day one.
So who do you think is going to win it that day? Do you think it's still going to be Big E?
Yeah, it has to be Big E.
Okay, why does it have to be?
because New Day rocks. No. Because, I mean, you're not going to have a title change at day one.
Okay. So you don't think day one will have any kind of title changes?
No. The only way you could have a title change would have to be at the Royal Rumble.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. So then you're saying after day one is over, right, that still your WWE World Heavyweight Champion will be Big E.
Oh, that's correct.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just swivel my hips like that.
I ain't looking at you swivel nothing, buddy. But yes, I think Big E will retain.
Okay. All right. Cool. So what else do you see happen? What about a title change between... Well, have they even announced a match with Becky Lynch yet?
No, but I think that's what's going to happen.
A Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch rematch?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think Liv Morgan gets it this soon?
I mean, for what you're saying, maybe, but... I mean, I think this would be the only pay-per-view that you could have Becky drop the belt and win it back in the next month or so.
I got you.
If you're saying it's a short title reign.
I got you. So it would make sense that Liv could win it at day one and then she loses it at Royal Rumble.
That or Becky Lynch wins the Royal Rumble.
Ooh, that's a good possibility too. And that would be two. No, she didn't win the Rumble last year, right?
No.
Yeah, that's right.
She came back at WrestleMania.
That's right. That's
Bianca Belair won the Royal
Rumble. Yeah, that's right. That's a good possibility. Because that would still keep kind of a feud going on with her and Liv to go all the way into Mania.
And Liv could still defend her title.
Right.
Without having to face Becky Lynch, because Becky Lynch has a guaranteed contract by winning the Rumble.
There you go. Yeah. And that could bring up someone like Bianca Belair again in the mix. Mm. Because right now, if I'm being honest, the only contenders I see for the belt would be Liv Morgan and Bianca Belair.
What about Rhea Ripley?
If they get her away from Nikki Cross, yeah. Nikki ASH, sorry. So, but yeah. Do you see anything else of significance going on with WWE?
Well, obviously significance with WWE, but I mean, they're going to keep the title on Damian Priest too, because, I mean, there's really...
Yeah, there's really no one else that will... And right now, they got Miz all tied up with Edge.
Yeah, you can put him with Apollo, but, I mean...
Apollo's not really gaining any steam.
No, he's not.
Yeah, so I agree with you on that one, for sure. For sure. Roman Reigns is keeping that belt till Mania, I think.
And RK-Bro's keeping the belts too.
I agree with that. So...
I mean, maybe Shinsuke. I mean, he really hasn't defended his title.
It's possible.
So maybe he could take it off because he's doing a lot of tag team stuff.
It's possible. So Lesnar doesn't win day one.
No.
Does he go away?
I don't know.
That's the part I'm not sure how they're going to play that one out. I'm really not, because going back again to what we're talking about, rumors are is that Rock is not going to be at Mania this year. Or this next year.
Well, that's rumors.
Again.
I'm going to say he's going to be there, and I'm going to say I saw The Rock twice at AT&T Center.
Yeah, so okay. I guess we'll definitely have to wait and see for that one. But there's some good predictions there. As far as AEW goes, the only big things I can see are Bryan Danielson and Hangman Adam Page are supposed to wrestle for the championship this coming Wednesday. For Dynamite.
Is there a time limit on it?
On the match?
Yeah.
I don't know. They haven't announced that yet. I don't see a title change happening because they just gave this belt to Hangman. And he's kind of earned that spot. So I can definitely see a feud happening for a little while with these guys. Maybe up until the next pay-per-view. As far as anything else going into the new year... I still think the Lucha Brothers are going to stay tag champs up until 2022. I see them having the rivalry with FTR well into the new year. Although, having said that, there's something going on with FTR and Sting because they did attack Sting yesterday. So, I don't know. It's definitely interesting. There's really no other big storylines or feuds that I can think of besides CM Punk and MJF. I kind of hope they continue that into 2022. I hope it doesn't end too soon, because right now with those two on the mic, it's gold. So yeah, did you hear about this past week on Dynamite how CM Punk basically came out and was basically a heel in front of everybody?
Ask me that question again. You know the answer.
Well, when I say did you hear about it, I didn't necessarily mean that you watched the show, because you do check out the dirt sheets and all that stuff. I thought,
no, I didn't hear nothing about it. Okay, but where were they at?
They were in MJF's hometown, and so he came out.
Where's his hometown?
That's just it. I don't remember if it was New Jersey or what it's called.
Oh, somewhere in upstate New York?
Yes. Yeah, that's where he's from. And so CM Punk came out and healed out on everybody, man. It was a thing of beauty, honestly.
He healed out on the fans of New York City?
He did. And he was booed out of the building.
Ooh, I wonder if Paul Heyman sent him a text.
He was definitely booed out of the building. Either way, it's going to be interesting. Both shows going to be interesting going into the new year. I think we've got a lot of great sports entertainment, pro wrestling to be looking forward to. And I'm excited about it.
Oh, you're getting a new TBS champion. Woo, right.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I know you were cracking on that this whole time. I got to be honest, man. There really has not been as much hype as there was at the beginning. Like, it's like an afterthought, quite honestly. It is. And I don't want to sit here and say it's because they're women, but here's what I will say. I'll agree with you on this. The women's division in AEW is not as good as the women's division in WWE.
It's probably not even better than Impact's women's division.
I don't know. I haven't seen the women in Impact, but they need work on the women's division, to say the least. They need the individual stars to do something to help bring up the rest of the roster, bottom line.
At the end of the day, Tony Khan is just worried about the male superstars.
That's what it seems like.
I mean professional wrestlers. We have superstars.
Yeah, that's what it seems like, man, and that's a shame. It really is, because they got some great, talented women there. I think we've come to the end of our time, but thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. Fanboy Dave, thank you so much for being in studio.
That's
this
right. Right. And I want to thank my co-host for being here strong. You know, I know he's going to get ready for Monday Night Raw this week. It's going to be a good show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, Raw's been hitting it out of the park the past few weeks, man. I got to give him credit. So, yes, I'm looking forward to that. As for the rest of you, like, we stay every week. If you want to give us feedback, if you want to, you know, complain or tell Fanboy Dave how wonderful he is, you can always do that by emailing us at brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. That's brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. And you can also go to our social medias. Just search Brothers of Discussion, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You will find us on all of those platforms. Also want to let you guys know that we are looking for sponsors, okay? So if you want to sponsor this show, if you have a small business locally in the Central Texas area, heck, even in another state, don't matter to us, let us know. Contact us via email. We'll work something out. We will make a commercial for you. We will make sure to advertise you on each and every podcast. And we will definitely shout your name out there many, many times over. Right now, we are sponsored by Metroflex Gym from San Marcos, Texas, as well as Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop in San Marcos, Texas, as well. So you want to get your name on the list? Just hit us up at that email and we will talk some business, okay? But again, thank you for listening this week. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. And until next time, oh, wait, maybe I should let you do the ending, seeing as how you are the host.
That's right. And how Rob T said, you know, you can be on social media, but also if you want my personal social media, because sometimes, I gotta lie, I don't check my my Twitter on Brothers of Discussion. So you can hit me up at stick_43 on Twitter and we can talk on there about the show or whatever. But until we meet again, we will be back hopefully next week or the week after. But we thank all our listeners and we're out.
Wow. This is Rob T. And
Fanboy Dave.
And you've been listening to the Brothers of Discussion.